Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Rod Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent specializing in livestock.
Good morning, Judy.
Hi. It's good to see you today. We have lots of things going on, and what are you going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about a little bit about the fall armyworm. Fall armyworm has caused a lot of damage for us in the last several years, but it can actually come and it can feed on corn, sorghum, wheat, alfalfa, a lot of our grasses like the brome and fescue. Particularly, we've had issues in our brome fields in 2021 and 2025. And it caused significant damage, especially the later cut fields. Those are the fields that we see the most damage. Of course, let's just talk a little bit about the life cycle. It doesn't overwinter here in Kansas. It actually migrates northward from the southern states and generally arrives in Kansas late June, early July. I think in 2025, we got our first reports that they were here in June the 22nd. And back in 2021, I believe it was like July the 6th or 7th is when we got the first notification they were here. And what happens is these moths, they arrive, they lay eggs on susceptible crops and grasses. And once the eggs hatch, they begin feeding and they can move rapidly across the field, eating as they move. So we want to talk a little bit about smooth brome, because that's where they've done a lot of damage in the last couple of years. And smooth brome is a cool season grass, meaning it grows most of the time in March, April, and maybe a little bit into May, and again in October and November. Thus, when we cut brome hay in June, the grass doesn't regrow very fast. And the leaf material that's left in the fields are very short. And if fall armyworms come and feed on that under those conditions, especially if we have limited rainfall, the results can be a rapid browning of the field, and this can lead to reduced brome stands or even the loss of a brome stand. So to help producers know when to start scouting, Frontier District is participating in a statewide trapping program. Now that trapping program uses a fernome trap that attracts the moths to that trap, then we will do weekly counts. This will help the producers know when the moths arrive and when they should start scouting their fields. It will also continue monitoring this throughout the summer, so we will know when the second generation of moths are, or the third generations of the moths are, and we'll be able to help producers, you know, figure out when they need to be out in the fields looking for those insects.
So there's not just one hatching.
Correct. They can hatch about every, it depends on the weather, but 21 to 24 days. And so we can have multiple hatchings. Like in 2021, the first hatch was here probably about July the 7th or 8th. That's when we started noticing damage. Last year, we got our first reports on June 22nd. Probably didn't see the damage until a little later that week, okay, when we started really starting hearing about damage. And so hopefully we'll be able to tell you when the generations are coming due to these traps. And in general, every year will be different, okay? There's no guarantee that the fall armyworms will reach outbreak status this year, but if they do, trap counts could serve as an early warning system for the abnormal high flights of moths, which would lead to subsequent a lot of eggs laying and a lot of feeding. In Frontier District, we'll have three traps. There will be one near Garnett, one near Princeton, and one near Michigan Valley. They'll all be placed around brome fields. And so hopefully with that information, we'll be able to gather and get the information out to producers when to start looking. Weekly counts will be available online at the Great Lakes and Maritime Pest Monitoring Network. And that's for all parts of the state, all parts of the state that are participating. Now, not all 105 counties are participating. There'll be several sites that will be listed on that. And then on our website, our Frontier District website, we'll either have a link to this Great Plains Monitoring Network or we will list our individual counts at each one of our locations. They'll be done every week, and so it'll be updated weekly. Probably the best thing to do is get out and get your hay cut while there is a chance. Maybe it would regrow some. And if you want to see the numbers on our website, it is frontierdistrict.k-state.edu. So get your hay baled, and until next time, stay safe.
Sounds like a deal. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development, Aging, and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.